From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai today. For many of us, religious services are as much a part of the holidays as opening gifts. But this year, with the war in Iraq and divided loyalties at home, how are Americans feeling about the season? For answers, we turn to two members of the clergy who try to bridge the gap between hope and despair. Barry Black is the chaplain for the U.S. Senate, and before that was chief of Navy chaplains. I asked the chaplain if he thought the differences among religious denominations grew more or less important during the holidays.
I think that denominational differences become less important, particularly during the Christmas season. In the Senate, for instance, I just participated in a Hanukkah celebration, but particularly for Christians, the whole notion of peace on earth, particularly when our troops are in harm's way, I think that that message is a common and powerful theme that everyone can embrace.
How do you deliver that message at a time when so many are dealing with the distractions of life and death?
Well, it's important to communicate to people that Jesus came to bring an internal peace, not an external peace. And so it's critically important for people to understand that the peace on earth begins in our hearts.
Are you finding, as a result of your years of experience, that this year in particular, 2006, with all the world events and domestic events that have impacted people, are you finding this any more difficult a time to get the message of peace across?
Well, we've been through some difficult times in the history of this nation, but certainly with so many of our military people in harm's way, with a great uncertainty as to what the future holds in terms of our involvement in armed struggles overseas, with families having to see empty chairs at the table because their loved ones are in distant places, it presents a challenge for us to remember that we become the arms and the hands and the voices, the eyes and the ears of the Christ of Christmas. And I think it's critically important when we're singing about Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman and chestnuts roasting on an open fire, to remember the reason for the season. And when we understand that, we can share that good news with those on life's margins.
Do you talk specifically about the war in Iraq at all in your message? And as a follow-up to that, are you finding that people are questioning their faith?
Well, a German theologian by the name of Karl Barth said that a minister should prepare his messages with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. So anyone who seeks to be relevant in preaching or teaching during this season can't ignore the fact that our nation is at war. So I certainly incorporate that into my sermons and into my Bible studies. I have five Bible studies a week at the Senate, and even when we're on in recess, I continue to have Bible studies and have various seasonal celebrations as well. So I certainly incorporate the reality, and I remind people that the Christ has the power to enable us to catapult all of the obstacles and challenges we face, both personally and as a nation.
Are you feeling that the congregants who hear that message from you, are they believing in it?
Well, I think that they are. We can get as many as 200 people at a single Bible study on Capitol Hill. The fact that they continue to come back week after week is an indication that there are some very real needs being met. And from the conversations I have with them at the end of the Bible studies, they express that they have a peace that they didn't have. They can now face challenges that they felt they couldn't face. I think people desperately need to invest in the Spirit. We're so preoccupied many times with the material things of this season, but we need to invest in the Spirit, and a part of investing in the Spirit is to take advantage of opportunities to worship, whether at a Bible study or in an actual worship service.
Chaplain Black, thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.